בוקר טוב, יום חמישי בשבת קודש, פרשת כי תישא אין פרה. Today is Kaf Be'adar. So we're continuing with Kohelet, Perek Zayin, Pasuk, Kaf Gimel. Se Shlomo, kol zo nisiti v'chokhma. Very interesting. Oh wow, what a hashgacha pratit that we're learning this Pasuk today. Love it. Watch. Kol zo nisiti v'chokhma. I tried all this. And this is not going. This is not referring to what we saw. We said above. This is referring to the psukim later. So I tried all of this with my chokhmat Torah. Amarti echkama v'hi rechoka mimeni. I thought I would be smart, but it was far away from me. Now, pashut pshat, Rashi says that it's referring to the Torah. I thought I would master and become a chacham gadol b'Torah. Amarti echkama ladat et chokhma v'hi rechoka mimeni umahizo. What was far from me? What couldn't I achieve? Now, he's about to say, there's a midrash that says this pasuk is going about what? Shlomo HaMelech was chacham mikol adam. He understood, he knew everything. There's one thing he didn't know. Amarti yachkama, he wanted to find out what? Oh, he wanted to find out the tam for the para, para aduma. Amarti yachkama, v'yirechoka mimeni. He could never achieve to understand why. Which part? Why? Because para aduma is mitaheret atme'im, umetameh atehorim. Shlomo HaMelech tried, he couldn't get, maybe he understood a reason, but not the deepest reason for it. So it's very hashgacha this week is parashat parah.
Can you say like simple pshat is that like the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know?
That's vaday. But he's about to say what exactly was Shlomo HaMelech having a hard time understanding? Kavdalit rachok ma shehaya. He says the ma shehaya, which is referring to the creation of the world, is very far, very far from human understanding. Ve'amok, amok min tza'innu. And it's so, so deep. Not only that, the Rashi HaKadosh, and this is actually in Mishnah, in the second parak of Chagiga, you're not, b'mufle mimcha al tidrosh. Which means that you're not allowed to think too deeply. She'en li reshut la'arir ba'en ma lema'ala u'ma lemata ma lifni u'ma la'achor. The Mishnah already says in Chagiga, this is what this pasuk is meaning to say, that you cannot, one doesn't have permission to think too deeply what was before, what was after, what's on top, what's on bottom. There's a certain level, although there are secrets, bivadai, there are secrets, there's the chelek anistar shel Torah, but even there are limits to what the human mind can comprehend. The reason for this is because when you dig too deep, what happens? You get lost, and sometimes people, which is what happened to Elisha ben Avuya, that's what the Gemara brings it in context of, that what does it mean nichnesu l'paradis? They went into the deepest parts of Ma'ase Mirkava, Ma'ase Bereshit, whatever, and he got affected and he went off the derech because of that, because he couldn't handle. It's also part of we read in this week's parasha, ki lo yirani ha'adam v'chai. Nobody can perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba'olam in guf form, in neshama form, ba'olam ha'emet beseder, it's a different story, but ba'olam hazeh, don't push it.
So how do you know how far to go?
You need a Rebbe.
And how does your Rebbe know how far to go?
His Rebbe. That's the way it works. Like everything else. No kacha? Yeah. Tov. And he says, Saboti ani velibi ladat velatur. I turned around, me and my heart, to look around and to probe uvakesh chokhma v'cheshbon, to pursue knowledge and calculations of what we're going to see in a second, v'ladat resha akesin, and to know wickedness and foolishness, v'asichlut holelut, and foolishness and frivolity. Over here he's talking about, Rashi says, v'vakesh chokhmat parashat para aduma, v'cheshbon ketz ha-geula, and he says, yeah, what's resha akesin, la'amod al sof da'ata shel minut. He wanted to know, what exactly are they looking for in minut? V'sichlut holelut. And what happened? He says, I just got confused. Shlomo HaMelech, when he was looking for to understand Parah Aduma, to understand Ketz HaGeula, to go into all these things, and Shlomo HaMelech says, even he couldn't handle it. The Chacham Mikol HaAdam. Me'urbav u'mshu'amam sheba. Yeah? He got into the deepest thing. Okay? Now the next pasuk is a famous pasuk. Okay? Everybody just relax. Buckle your seatbelts. Yeah, we said this at Ryan's wedding. Aval mekol makom, I quoted this pasuk. U'motze'ani mar mimavet, I find to be more bitter than death, et ha'isha, the woman, asher hi metzodim v'charamim, libah asurim yadeha. Okay, which is slowly. She is a trap, and that's different kinds of traps. Metzodim is a trap, charamim is like a another kind of net, liba asurim yadeha. Yeah, which means, what does it mean, her hands are tied? Not her hands are tied. Rather, when a person gets involved with a woman, when a person marries a woman, even Rashi HaKadosh says over here, ומשחזיקה באדם, הרי הוא כנקשר בכישורי אבותות. When a woman takes hold of a man, he is handcuffed to her. You ever see that women can be spellbinding? That's a koach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which, by the way, can be an excellent thing, or it can be a destructive thing. Depends on the woman. Yeah? טוב לפני האלוהים ימלט ממנה. It's good before Hashem to run away from her. וחוטא ילך את בה. And a sinner will be trapped by her. על מה מדובר פה? What kind of אישה? Obviously we're talking about over here, an אישה ra'a. Yeah? And by the way, Shlomo HaMelech had experience, because we know at the end of his life, the Pasuk in Melachim says, ויילעד זקנתו, he was old, נשב היטוד את לבבו, his, you know, he married women and they started being Oved Avodah Zarah, whatever, and they did influence him. So he says you have to be very, very, very careful, especially about any other nisayon in life, you have a fighting chance. By a woman, forget it. If it's Isha Ra'ah, Mar Mi Mavet, there's no way to get away. That's why in yeshiva, they always say, marry from her. You know why? Why do you marry from her? Who do we learn from? Where does that come from in the Torah? There was a ta'ana in Yaakov Avinu. Why did he hide Dinah in a box from Esav? Hello? Why did he hide Dinah in a box? You kidding? Esav Rasha. Ma? Elama. What do you see from here? Chazal understood that the koach of Isha Tova Zema, she can bring out the best in her husband. That's why it's always a good idea. A person should never ever think, I'll marry Chilonit, ven yachzir ota b'tshuva. Mamash. Mamash. First of all, this is marriage 101. Okay? For those who are married, for those who are not. Never ever do kiruv on your wife. Ever. Bad idea. It fails. Never do kiruv on your wife. She's not a kiruv case. Kiruv ta'ase bachutz, ta'ase shama, ta'ase po. Your wife don't do kiruv. You guys are equals. You have to be on the same page. Now again, it's not always going to be exactly. Even if they're a little bit different. Aval mikon makom, you don't do kiruv on your wife. Ben adam lo ikanes, yeah, I'm going to bring her up. I'm going to bring her up. Grow together, yeah. But I'll aniach zirota b'tshuva. Yeah, right. The other way has much better chances. A good woman has much easier time being machzirit ba'ala l'mutav, but the other way is kimat impossible, says Shlomo. Once you're stuck, shalom, and then it's hard.
Before I got married, I went to our Gaon and he said, told me a very, like, amazing thing. He was like, he said, Adam was made from the Adama, the mind you can mold.
Yeah.
But Chava was made from an
etzim. Etzim.
You can't remold.
You can't mold, you can engrave it.
You can't mold an etzim. So like,
you can break an etzim.
Yeah, so he's saying, like, that's how important it is to marry a woman who's like whatever, firmer than you. Because like you're very moldable, but she once what she is like that's what, like,
especially when it comes to Mama June, you know Mama June is a very powerful tool. Tell them as a Mama June, mom, yeah.
Say mother-in-law or mom?
No, her mom. Ze kacha. Mama mother Zan June.
That's it. Yeah.
Anyway, bekitzur. Ze mi omer Shlomo HaMelech omer berov chokhmato. He's saying, don't fall into the trap. Don't think, yeah, especially in the beginning, I tell this to guys all the time. Because, you know, guys, it's very hard. You know that look when a guy's dating and he finds the one? Again, he's finding the one, finds the one. You can't talk to the guy. The guy is ba'olam shekulo shabbat. You can't make eye contact. Because, you know what I'm saying? Atam dab, hello, boker to, laila to, ze halach. You know what I'm saying? Why? He's taken captive. That's exactly what happens. We find it with the biggest gedolim in history. And Shlomo HaMelech says, "Alo, before you fall, once the guy is trapped, shalom, zekoach." And then what? It's funny because the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes the world, that passes much more quickly than anybody wants it to. Kach derech haolam. That's a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You know why? Can you imagine a guy had to go through, that's called infatuation, the infatuation stage. Can you imagine a guy went throughout the rest of his life through the infatuation stage? Kol hayom kacha, drunk. No, right? Yes, you know, it lasts. I think on, I read once a study, how long does the infatuation stage remain? So he said, it goes, the average is from 2 months to 2 years. So, Allah. Afterwards, it has to, make no mistake to think, yeah, people, the goyim, they think they have this thing called falling in love. Which means, what? Like you're walking and you trip. Like you trip into love. Like, you fall. The Torah is so... No, the Torah is so anti that. It's weird. Why? You don't fall in love. Love is something that needs to be developed after so much giving and effort and investment like anything else. You didn't fall in love. You fell into infatuation. Infatuation and love are two totally, totally different things. And says Shlomo HaMelech, if you're not careful by the infatuation stage, you're toast. Toast sangak. You're done. Right? This is it. Why? Love only comes later. Love is a product of so much avodah. There's an essay from the Michtav Me'eliyahu on this. What real love according to the Torah is. He says, Ahava zo netina. Yeah, ahava is giving. You can only get the biggest, you know, who do you love the most in the world? Even more than a spouse, who do you love more? Children. Why? Because the most unconditional giving relationship in this world is children. Even more than spouses. Spouses sometimes, right, that's a big, you know, that's a big goal. To reach unconditional love and giving with the spouse, ze avodat ha-chaim. It's not natural because by husband and wife, each one thinks that they're entitled. I give, I get. You give, and it's like a, you know, it's a deal. By children, from the day they're born, you give and get and expect zero, and you know you're going to get v'zat Hashem shelo, but you know there's going to be tzar gidul banim v'ze v'ma osim notnim, and a person works hard his whole life for what? For his children, for what? To make money, and he's going to die, and what's going to happen? For his children, because that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, and that's the biggest amount of love. Says Shlomo HaMelech, don't get confused. Al tiyeh tipesh. Hine. Katuv. Tov, yom tov.